the Brandon Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Metashare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brandt's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
Greetings to you. My name is Brandt. A lot of people very agitated who listen to the show because there's probably several reasons to choose from, but one of them is they don't have their listener uniforms here yet.
Oh, I've seen a lot of people,
I know, a lot of feedback.
Right now.
Working on it.
All right.
Here's the thing. It's good news, actually. Okay. Now, if you're listening to the show, you should know you're going to get a listener uniform, and it will be mandatory.
For you to wear it.
You will have to wear it.
Yes. Even if you stumbled on the show, you're feverishly trying to turn it off.
Yeah, you're reaching now to shut it off. You're still going to get one. Here's the thing. Uh-huh. We are equipping them, and I think you're really going to like this, with a new feature. And that's why we have this hold up.
Okay, what is it?
A jetpack. And here's why this is so awesome. Mm-hmm. Granted, I'm the person who designs these things.
Yes.
This is a way out of any awkward social situation.
Oh.
We're equipping you with your own way out.
Well, that's worth waiting for.
Somebody asks you a question you don't want to answer.
Jetpack on out of there.
Jetpack will take care of that. Not sure how politics works, but every 4 years, about now, there's a conversation. I don't know how this happens with certain people, but they honestly think, like, we need this or something. So can we reenact some? I actually wrote a script for Sherry.
And this script is to, are we showing?
We're in a diner.
Uh-huh.
And I think this is what happens in some people's minds, apparently. Because they go on these things called listening tours when they launch a thing, you know, like a campaign.
Yes.
And it's always like, well, how did you, what?
Who told you that that's what?
Yeah, so I thought we'd reenact this. I wrote a little script here. So I'll be Bob, and then we're in a diner or something. This I guess this is how it happens.
All right, I got my script here. Ready?
All right.
How's your bagel with cheese, Bob?
Hey, do you guys know what this country needs?
Well, yeah, Bob. I think we need to fix some
of the
needs
issues. It needs me to go on a listening tour.
Okay. How will you do that, Bob?
The American people need me to listen to them. I will get on a bus and go listen to them.
Really? Where?
Iowa.
But what will be painted on the side of the bus, Bob?
My face.
Yes, Bob. Thank you. America needs this right now.
I think that's how it goes down. Someone just realizes, hey, I need to get on a bus and paint my face on the side and go listen to... That's what America needs me to do right now. Just being honest here, I was talking with a friend about this weekend, and that is... Some of the goofy stuff that happens in the name of Jesus, or it's Jesus related, like Christian stuff. I don't understand it at all. But like we were commiserating on this, and Sherry and I commiserate about this too. Like in the end, Jesus is real, and who he is so compelling. You read the Gospels, you read things that he did, the healing, that the things that God wanted us to know about him and about us. It's so compelling. It draws me so much. The kingdom of God that he talks about is so breathtakingly beautiful that all the goofy stuff, I'm like, yeah, I don't get it. But not walking away from him. This radio program you're listening to right now is very special in many ways, but one of them is we're rated G, and that's who we are. But I'm also a shock jock, and I have to combine the two. The shocking part of being a shock jock is to get people to buzz about you. So that they're like, hey, did you hear what he said? I can't believe it.
And I'm going to bring this up again. Yeah. I know that I've done it before,
but
you don't necessarily...
Go ahead.
You don't necessarily have to be shocking. You can just be entertaining. Like, people buzz about that.
That's where you're incorrect.
Okay.
That has not worked for me in the past. So here's what I'm going to do here. I have to shock you with something that's just shockingly helpful.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
So here it is. A tip, whenever you microwave something, you know how you set the timer on express for 2 minutes or whatever in the kitchen?
Mm-hmm.
Decide that you'll use that to see how much of your kitchen you can get cleaned in those 2 minutes.
Why?
Pretty good idea. Hang on a second. Hang on.
I want you to know I'm shocked right now.
There's the shocking other one right there. But it's just very helpful. It's because then you'll get things done. You realize, well, you got a 2 minute timer. I'll clean off what I can here, and it's a.
Do you feel like people feel like they need to be doing speed cleaning in the kitchen?
Look, I just go to a website and copy and paste stuff into my show prep.
Shocking.
Okay. So anyway, you go out and you try this and have a good day and buzz about
it.
The shock jock in this. Hope you're having a great day out there in the radio land. We've got a look at. Oh, hang on a second. I've just been handed some breaking animal news.
That was literally almost like two different people.
Well, I was trying to sound like a legit DJ guy.
Okay,
or whatever.
That's what was going on. Yeah, they announced that. That was unnerving.
But I've interrupted that with reality.
For this, yes. Yeah.
Breaking animal news. There's animal. Like, animals are doing stuff all over the world, and nobody wants to talk about it. And we will talk about it when there's when there's animal related news. We'll break in with it.
Yes.
And I've just been handed this from Animal News Control Center.
We have a control center now. Let's talk more about that.
Nope,
I didn't know.
I don't have any details on that yet. We'll let you know about the control center as we get details.
But they're churning it out here.
This is actually a terrible story. Let's be honest with you. It's terrible. The CDC, so the Centers for Disease Control.
Oh, I saw this.
Oh, did you?
Something about the otters.
No.
What?
It's about hedgehogs.
Oh, that's right. Otter, hedgehog, who cares?
Oh, man. You can't. Gotta get some extra help here. The CDC has officially warned against snuggling hedgehogs.
Yeah.
Apparently, salmonella is an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So they're basically like, oh, don't snuggle your hedgehog. Well, hedgehogs are huge right now. Mm-hmm. They're catching on in terms of pet popularity, and for good reason. They're excellent pets.
They have
I've
salmonella.
Heard this from a lot of people, and everybody loves to cuddle them. They get their little spines, and they always look so happy.
All right.
And this is like, oh, but you can get salmonella. So basically, we saw you having fun out there, so stop it.
Okay, just for legal reasons, I want to be clear. Are you telling people to go against the advice of the CDC?
Okay, for legal reasons, I'm not saying anything. But the breaking story is that the Centers for Disease Control wants to ruin everybody's fun. And we don't like it here. Okay. We don't like that. Being anxious is very human, but it's also very bad for us. It really is. You start listing the health, like the deleterious health effects that happen from anxiety. If you're worried about stuff right now, I get it. Just a little bit. Anxiety causes dizziness, dry mouth, fast heartbeat, difficulty swallowing, fatigue, headaches, inability to concentrate, irritability, muscle aches, muscle tension, nausea, nervous energy, rapid breathing, shortness of breath, sweating, trembling, and twitching, suppression of the immune system as it advances, digestive disorders, muscle tension, short-term memory loss, premature coronary artery disease, and also heart attacks. So here's Jesus going, don't worry. Don't be anxious.
Knowing all of that, that happens, it's even more loving when he's looking at us and even more tender to say, don't worry.
Right. He understands us. You should know, by the way, my name's Brant and Sherry's the program's producer, but this is a show that takes a stand. And I just draw a line at some point, I'm like, no more. And one of them is being bullied into doing these national days of, or national month of, National Spaghetti Month. Like, I'm not doing that then.
Okay. You're
can't
not going to have spaghetti.
No, tell me what to do.
You
it's
don't
all
normally
contrived.
Have spaghetti, though, so.
It's the UN or somebody has this cabal of people that gets together, decides it's international, you have to whatever to
and
not
you don't
doing
think
it.
You're taking this too seriously?
No. But okay. I'll tell you what, it kills me today. I wish I didn't have this stand, because today, and everybody should know this, is National Thank a Mailman Day.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I'm guessing it means mail carrier.
Of course.
And I so appreciate the people who bring the mail every day. Mm-hmm. You're just so reliable. I thank you for your job.
This may be one of the times where you want to give a little on your stance.
I know. I wish it weren't so, but today, I cannot thank you today.
Oh, boy.
This is the one, honestly, this is the one day where you're not going to get any thanks from me, no matter what, how great you guys are. And you are.
Maybe they'll just respect
but
your principles.
Today. Yeah, tomorrow, yesterday, fine. Not today. We were just talking about worrying. And I don't know if you're worried about something in particular today. It's very human to be worried. But here's Jesus saying, don't be anxious. Don't be anxious about anything. You can be like the birds and the flowers. They don't borrow trouble from tomorrow. We are unique among animal species. We talked about this before on the show. Nothing else on the planet. Look how smart dolphins are, but they're not thinking about tomorrow, as far as we know. Well, this could happen, that could happen, that could, and this other thing. Well, that could, what about this? What if that happened? They're not doing these scenarios. Only humans do it. And Jesus is saying, be like the birds and be like the flowers. The flowers, by the way, don't plan their outfit. They don't stress about it. And he's like, look at them. God made it that way. Do you think he loves you? And if he'll make the flowers look that good in the end, don't you think he's got a plan for you too? You don't need to worry. Of course, the Super Bowl is a big deal, and but they also have Puppy Bowl every year. And this year, honestly, I'm usually fired up about it. Not this time.
Why?
It.
Uh-oh.
It just hits
you have a Puppy Bowl problem?
It's like we have a Puppy Bowl every day.
Oh, because you have a puppy now.
Yeah, and it's a little too real. I'm looking at those puppies now, and I'm like, okay, what are they going to do now?
You're puppied
out. You're supposed to go, hey, what are they going to do next? I'm like, oh boy.
They're going to eat the couch?
Am I going to have to clean up after it, or... Am I going to have to repair this?
It's in your face
now. It's all just a little too real right now, a little tender. Wow, football, you know? How about it? Football is knit into our lives. We have been footballing now for a long time.
Yes.
And you notice how all the holidays for months mm-hmm. are dominated by football. I mean, there's made up holidays.
Oh, yeah.
Like yesterday, Super Bowl Sunday.
Sure.
So that's football.
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving is synonymous with football.
That's true. Yeah, football there.
New Year's Day. Well, the bowl games.
Good point.
And then
yeah.
the week after New Year's Day, now that's the big game. That's the national championship game. I mean, mm-hmm. I can't miss that. That's mm-hmm. the biggest. That's like a huge. And then it's even bigger.
Hey, so what are we saying?
I want another game. And I want it even bigger. If they could have one more game.
Bigger than a Super Bowl.
Bigger, like a trophy the size of a building. A million people. It's the super-de-duperty bowl. And then the football itself is like 16 feet in diameter. And it's just so huge. And it just keeps going. I just want
to... Dare to dream, NFL. Dare to dream.
You can't just stop, you guys. Don't leave us like
Be
this.
Be more.
Be more. Do more. The super-duperty bowl one could start right now. And I would be very happy. You know how it is. And we're all this way, by the way. We tend to put ourselves as the standard. So if somebody takes something more seriously, they're taking it kind of overboard. I mean, come on. They don't take it as seriously. It's like, hey, come on.
Right,
like we're the ones that, unfortunately, this is a problem. If you've got friends, and this is what I was thinking about, because I've always had friends that maybe take parts of the faith more seriously than I do. What I mean by that is maybe they study the Bible an hour a day. Well, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy for me to go, you know what, you're going a little too far with this, mm-hmm. or come on, relax. Or they may dress more conservatively. They may have ideas about their body,
mm-hmm.
and we can look at them and go, okay, what is your problem, man or mm-hmm. lady?
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, you're just taking this too seriously. Come on, let's lighten up. Or maybe they don't watch that kind of movie, mm-hmm. or maybe they keep the Sabbath like on Saturday or Sunday and you don't. But we are always kind of looking at those people like, man, lighten up. What's new? Maybe we should respect them, you know, like if somebody's got a different standard about something like that, maybe just go, hey, I don't have that standard, but I have respect for you. Maybe we're all supposed to be a lot different than we are now. So keep an open mind and have some respect for people. If you're going to follow Jesus and really take him seriously, you're going to wind up, I'm just giving you an advance notice, threatening people. And it's not necessarily bad. I'm not talking about by being a moral scold or by, you know, no.
Finger wagging,
That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about if you've got a mentality that puts everybody on one level, that you're not a big hierarchy person. You don't just automatically hand the best seats to the most mm-hmm. famous religious person in the room. You don't genuflect before them.
Mm-hmm.
You don't act like these people are important and these people aren't. That'll be very threatening. To people.
Oh, for Jesus, it led to the cross, didn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. And so that's just be warned. You start treating everybody the same. You start elevating the humble and start kind of high. It's like, whoa, we don't know what to do with this person. You will be very odd and threatening just by your very existence. And you won't even intend anything, but it's what will happen. I promise you that will happen. So in the show, we were talking about how There's an opinion class or a trendsetting class of people. And this happens in any culture, but everybody wants to be like them. But they want to be different because if we're all the same, you're not special,
mm-hmm.
right? So that's a problem. You have to stay a step ahead, everybody. And as soon as they adapt whatever you've been saying, you have to move on to the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
It may be zigging back, doing opposite,
mm-hmm.
or it might be let's go further. down this road, and now you're not as far as we are still.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just decided, no, I thought I agreed with, nope, not far enough.
So that is very normal for humans. I mentioned that it came up because I was thinking about the Marie Kondo show,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to relate it to that on the air, but it's difficult to do.
Mm-hmm.
But there is kind of a reverse thing going on there. You want to acquire stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now everybody's got a storage shed.
Yeah.
And a storage garage, and we all have stuff now.
And then it's like, get rid of that stuff.
And who can afford, like, again, the goalposts have moved.
They always do.
Well, if you have a job and you've got kids, or you've just got a job and yourself,
mm-hmm.
it's hard to, like the one writer was saying, live in an Apple store.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got servants, if you've got interior designers, mm-hmm. you can pull that off.
Sure.
So now it's like this reverse. There's always this shame that comes with you being you. And I'm always going to be a little bit ahead. And then it gets flip-flopped.
That's why it's so funny when people will say or imply that there's love or that there's acceptance, or that, because there's not. There's always shame.
Right.
There's always a new way to shame
you. It's not enough.
Yes.
And the goalposts will always be moved. Because if I'm, no one describes themselves as elite, and I know that gets to be a loaded word,
mm-hmm.
but it really is. If I want to be super special, I have to be different from you.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be a sophistication that you haven't achieved yet that I have. And since I'm the one dictating where those lines are, I guess we'll just keep moving them over here.
So is that, do you think that that's conscious, or do you think that's human nature and that's just...
I think it's human nature.
Human nature.
No, I don't think it's conscience, mm-hmm. or I don't think it's a conscious decision.
Right, right.
Like, it's just human nature is what we do. And we've probably all done it in different ways, although I can't think of anything. I'm sure there's practical applications at other levels.
Mm-hmm.
And if I had cared enough to prepare this, I would have...
the unpacking that would have unfolded in the example after example after example.
And then you would have been like, whoa, punch in the gut, that's me.
Yeah.
So I don't want to just point my finger at those people.
Right,
they are just humans and mm-hmm. just manifesting what we would do in that situation.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Don't you think it manifests itself in a way, too, where I was thinking about how... We love, like, even the, is it Marie Kondo? It was like everyone was just all over the moon for it, right? Oh. And there's a certain point, I think we pinpointed with the Chewbacca mom who, like, it's like chuckle. We hate her.
Bam. Yeah, my classic example is Huey Lewis. I think that happened to him and the whole news, all of the news.
The whole news.
Huey
went
and
down
his news.
The
We were like, yeah,
went down the plane.
That's the power of love. Oh, yeah. Whoa, I hate this.
This is lame.
Get out of here. All of a sudden, no more hits. Billy Ocean had it going on for a little bit.
Yeah, Caribbean Queen.
Yeah, he had that other Get Into My Car. And yeah. Mm-hmm. And we were all like grooving. Yeah, yeah, like, yeah, oh, yeah.
Billy who? That's... Stupid.
It's funny too, because when they do retro shows mm-hmm. on radio stations, mm-hmm. they keep picking the same songs.
Right.
And there's certain artists that they were huge,
uh-huh.
but they don't get reprised in the retro shows.
Right. That's true.
Because we still don't like them.
We turned on them.
And we're not hearing much Huey.
We're not, that's true.
And I'm fine with it, but it's just like, it's just.
That's always a fear for this show. Like, I'm like, let's just get to the point where it's slightly outside of novelty, but not to the point where everyone's like, rich here, because that's what it's going to be like.
Oh, I can't.
Seething with hate.
Totally understand it. You know, there's something, it's weird because there's actually a cognitive bias called bizarreness effect.
Okay.
It works in our favor.
How so?
Well, it's just like... So we want to talk to people about things that matter ultimately, mm-hmm. but we also like to laugh at ourselves and everything else. But the more bizarre you are, this is a fairly common idea, I guess, but you're just going to, whatever you just said will be more likely to be remembered.
Ah, okay.
So
we got that.
Yeah. So I can be boring and then bam, mm-hmm. there's a moose. And so they'll remember the thing I just said. That's the goal.
That's the whole thing with puppets, right?
Right. Oh, right.
Yeah. You sent me a puppet that was unpacking the gospel.
Yeah.
I think.
No.
No, he was talking about Jesus and miracles.
Right. He was talking about miracles. Yes. He had a great point. There's this video of this puppet. He had buck teeth. But that's not the point.
on a random afternoon, guys.
But it was just like
I get it. Sound
like a youth minister voice. It wasn't like a special puppet voice.
That's what was so interesting to me. It was just a guy talking, and he had a puppet.
So it's this bucktooth puppet with crazy hair, like a monster, and it's just talking about how. And a great point. The puppet said that it's one thing to keep hyping something, but at some point people are going to like, show me, prove it.
Mm-hmm.
And the puppet used a great analogy, which is like, if you're going to describe this dog you have and you keep telling her, oh, my dog's incredible. Oh, you wouldn't believe what my dog can do. And at some point people are like, let's see the dog, man.
Right. Yeah.
And so the puppet said that and it hit home with me because it was then saying, this is why Jesus needed to do healings.
Right.
And he showed people through that, like, mm-hmm. this is what the kingdom looks like. I'm not just going to talk about the kingdom.
Right.
And the puppet said that Jesus himself was illustrating the kingdom that way, which is so true.
It is true.
And the puppet had some good things to say, but it didn't use any special voice. It was just like, and I was riveted because it's a puppet.
I was riveted because, so he's not even going to try to use like a puppet voice.
No.
It was just a guy.
No, it was just a guy, but I watched the whole thing because I prefer information from puppets.
I know. And then you sent it to me. So I want everyone to be clear. Like, if you think this is just kind of some kind of show that we got going on here that he doesn't really do. Oh, no.
No.
In the middle of an afternoon, no. I'll get an inbox from Brant Hansen that says, listen to what this puppet is saying.
Puppet has a good point. I will let him mentor me. He will be my mentor. That was from my mom shared that on Facebook.
I know. He told me. Yeah.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, Blast Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.